Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker, one story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, Iceland's football dynasty. How has it come about? Eidegger Jónsson is Iceland's joint top international goalscorer. He's also the eighth most capped player in the nation's history. You probably remember him. He played as a striker with the Brazilian Ronaldo at PSV Eindhoven before moving to England with Bolton Wanderers in 1998. He then joined Chelsea, where he won the Premier League twice.
Good Jónsson! Oh, that's fantastic! That is a fantastic goal! Eidegger Jónsson brings Chelsea level. Absolutely brilliant.
He's also won the treble with Barcelona. That's La Liga, the Copa del Rey, and the Champions League. He's essentially Iceland's most famous footballer. Guðjónsson comes from a football family. His father, Arnór, is sixth on the all-time top scorer list for Iceland. The pair are the only father and son duo to have appeared in the same match. A 34-year-old Arnór was substituted for his 17-year-old son, Ida, during an international friendly versus Estonia in 1996. He said afterwards that it was a crazy thing to look across the dressing room and see your own son there.
Still fresh in the memory, it's obviously a special occasion to play with your father in the same game.
Two, maybe three good chances, but it's my first game, I'm satisfied.
Whenever we talk about it or think about it, we still feel that it was, a big moment in football history.
All this is pretty remarkable in itself. But Ida also has three sons of his own, and two of them have already made a senior appearance for Iceland. The third is in the Barcelona youth setup. Ida's half-brother, also called Arnór, joined Swansea City as a teenager in 2017. He's now playing in the Icelandic top division. So, as you can see, this is a real football dynasty. But is it really that surprising that it's come about?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before Iceland knocked out England at Euro 2016, the nation of around 360,000 people had never seen their side at a major tournament before. You might remember their Viking clap celebration, which has been copied at multiple football grounds since. Then, 2 years later, they became the smallest country to ever qualify for a World Cup. And Iceland have been working to improve their football as a nation for some time now. Since 2000, the country has installed many heated and indoor pitches to combat the harsh climate and lack of natural light. And it worked. In 2010, Iceland found themselves languishing in 112th in the FIFA World Rankings. After their run at Euro 2016, they rose as high as 21st. When you watch them, though, you can tell that the improvement has come from more than just financial investment. There's a togetherness, a team spirit, like one big family. And the Gudjonsson family epitomise that spirit. Instead of being pushy with his talented young son, Arno Gudjonsson nurtured Ida's talent. He says his father never made him feel under pressure. And now he's passing that on to his three young sons. Ida said his father wanted him to be a better player than he was, and now he wants his sons to be better than him.
They seem to have the same passion for it as I did and as their grandfather did. They have to choose for themselves what they want to do. We try, and as parents, just to guide them to, you know, be respectful of what they do, be respectful of people around them, and as long as they do that and do their best at whatever they do, then we're proud parents.
In 2020, the Icelandic Football Association changed the design of the national team's crest. It represents four guardian spirits of the land: a bull, a giant, a dragon, and an eagle. Upon the release of that new logo, they explained their fighting spirit, resolve, and perseverance are all-encompassing. It seems to me like these values are one and the same with those of the Gudjonsson family. Ida is now the assistant manager of the national side. Their nickname, by the way, is Our Boys, and Iceland seems to have adopted the entire Gudjonsson family as boys of their own. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. Whether you're a season ticket holder or just a casual observer, we hope you enjoy our daily stories covering the world of football and that it offers something different. If there's a story you think we should cover, tell us on social media at Tortoise. Today's episode was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Studio Clong.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. On the Slow Newscast from Tortoise, I tell the story of the nuclear power plant that's become a pawn in Russia's war with Ukraine.
They attached one cable to my little finger with a black binder clip and another to my earlobe.
And the people caught in the middle.
And they begin to ask the same question over and over.
Listen now to the Slow Newscast, wherever you get your podcasts.